So in our gospel lesson today, Jesus continues to talk to us in parables, including references to seeds, as we've been hearing for the past couple of weeks. He tells us what the kingdom of God is like: a mustard seed, a hidden treasure, yeast, a pearl, a net. All these things start out as simple, small, ordinary, and wind up big. And today we're going to focus on the most recognizable of the items Jesus talks about when we know we've been told the most about, the lowly mustard seed. Look at your bulletin and focus on the period at the end of a sentence, if you will. There was once a time that you were no bigger than that little dot. Did you know that? And those cells no bigger than this mark were contained all the genetic instructions necessary to direct the development of organs and tissues, bones and nerves, glands and blood, limbs and hair. When you were still that tiny, that little dot, it was already determined whether you would be male or female, the color of your skin, eyes and hair. Can you imagine? You were once this small. Think of this. At this some point, we were all small enough that taken together, we would fit easily in the hand of a little baby, right? I bet the whole world could fit inside this sanctuary, then there'd be room for more. I'm not a biologist, and I don't know the exceptions to the rule, but from what little I know, we are not unique in this way. All living creatures around us began their lives as a little seed, a little cell. We could draw the parallel with non-living creation. All the great masterpieces of literature and art, architecture, music, inventions, the way of thinking that directs our lives today, all began as fragments of ideas, of notes, and were carefully worked upon and edited and redone many times before achieving their glorious final form. So much that comes from one little seed. So Jesus asks, what shall we compare the kingdom of God? And Jesus doesn't talk about the fancy stuff, the Roman Colosseum or the great temple of Jerusalem. Jesus chooses little things, ordinary things, that in the hands of God become great. The kingdom of heaven is like that mustard seed, just as small as that little period at the end of a sentence. And to fulfill our calling as a people of faith means understanding that there's nothing more important than having mustard seed faith. The mustard seed is not only small, it can grow in just about any soil and just about anywhere in the world. Once it gets started, it's persistent and grows and grows. So to have mustard seed faith is seeing as God sees. It means to have the ability to look past all that's on the outside and look onto the heart. To see within the seed, there is the dominion of God, where the ordinary small acts that we do are powerful and significant in God's kingdom. Sometimes we despair at the magnitude of the problems around us. We throw up our hands and wonder, what difference can my little contribution make? We think this way because growth and change aren't easy. Sometimes we want to speed things up like we've learned to do when we inject hormones into chickens or force-feed pigs and cows to get them fatter earlier and quicker. We add all kinds of fertilizer to speed up the maturing process of fruits and vegetables. But people are not like this. We're not like cheese. We cannot put people into casings and let them sit on a shelf and inject a few chemicals and expect a perfectly ripe product in 4 months. We cannot force growth. That's God's doing. We cannot determine outcome. We can only faithfully tend, doing what is needed every day. When a dear friend of mine, Chris, was a teenager. He was once in a terrible accident. He was hit by a car and thrown out of his shoes. His parents didn't know where he was because he had sneaked off with some friends to go to the movies. And they missed their bus home and they had to walk. And then the car hit Chris. And Chris was bleeding profusely and in shock. He thought he was going to die. As a crowd of strangers gathered, one woman came, brought a blanket, and covered him. She held him and talked to him, not knowing if he was going to die in her arms. Chris was taken to the hospital and fortunately recovered completely. But he never found out who that woman was to thank her and never learned her name. But Chris will always remember her. Chris credits this woman with leaving this indelible mark of grace on his soul, which shaped the course of his life towards faith and service. Until his retirement, Chris was the executive director of a prominent program working with the homeless in Virginia that's called Homestretch. I had the honor of developing with Chris a New York City program for homeless addicts for 10 years. That unnamed woman planted a seed in Chris's life, which reached out and touched countless lives over the years, and through Chris, touched mine. Now you may wonder, like me, this act doesn't seem so small. It was pretty significant. Or you may think, I've never been called to save or change someone's life like that. But how do you know? How do you know? God doesn't always let us see the long-term results of our actions towards others. So every act of goodness, every act of mercy, every word of truth, every little seed you plant matters to God. And think of all the small seeds that have shaped your life over your years and have made you who you are today. Pause and think about that a minute. Little acts that we take for granted can and do have significant life-changing impact on people. A compliment, a hug, a task done well, an act of trust, getting involved when things are unjust or wrong. In the hands of God, these things that we do are powerful. The woman with the blanket never knew that she changed the course of a life. And I wonder, how was her life changed by some act of kindness that enabled her to make this act of kindness and pass it on? How were those bystanders changed by watching this? How many lives have been touched by Chris? And I can tell you there are many. And what small acts of kindness shaped that woman who put her on that path? I wonder, to respond out of love and concern for Chris. Is a tiny mustard seed significant? Is the loving significant? Is that singular pearl beautiful and worth the cost? Is a hidden treasure worth all that work? Can one net make a difference? Do the little things we do make any impact, huh? Does our life have importance in the grand scheme of things? To our God, who is all-powerful, omnipotent, and omnipresent, who knows the number of the hairs on our head and the grains of sand on the beach and every tear ever shed, every seed of love planted and tended and watered and pruned, it all becomes a branch in the realm of God. I invite you to look at the period at the end of a sentence again in your bulletin. And when you do so, remember what is important. Remember from where hence you came, a little seed. And we think of all the countless seeds sown by countless unknown people over countless years, over centuries. Only God could orchestrate such a living tree as this, with roots and branches that stretch out through millennium, scattering seeds into every new generation, one seed, one act at a time, over time. So let us remember, God places an inexhaustible supply of seeds in our hand every single day. A whole generation in our hands. Seeds that we can sow every day, tend every day, and until the kingdom of God is realized in our midst.